Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast number 41 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. In podcast 40, I shared my approach and insights on how to overcome those opponents who do little but push the ball back into play and wait for you to make an error. Now, I talked at length about how to punish the pusher and underscored once again the importance of having a proper mindset, particularly when facing this type of opponent. In this podcast, I'd like to share one of the key drills I do with many of my students in getting them prepared to play against pushers. But first, let me quickly recap some of my comments from podcast 40 regarding pushers. If you'll recall, pushers are generally good movers and are more than adequate in covering the court. Pushers tend to have good control over their shots, but they don't hit the ball with much pace and rarely attempt to hit outright winners or offensive shots. Pushers are rather defensive players, but they are very patient. They just want to get a lot of balls back into play and try to draw the error from you. So when you're playing against a pusher, you have to be prepared to hit a lot of balls and exercise a high degree of patience, focus, and discipline. Of course, that's often easier said than done for many players, particularly those at the beginner and intermediate levels. One of the most effective ways to prepare players for playing against a pusher is what I call a pusher simulation drill. So what I'll do is I'll play out points where the point is started with a ground stroke rather than a serve. The point becomes live beginning with the third shot of the rally. And I'll play up to 11, 15, or 21 points depending on the student's skill level. If you are the instructor or at least the one training the other player, the key is for you to do nothing but push the ball back into play and simply play defense. Now, I make sure to tell the player from the start that all I'm going to do is get the ball back into play and that I'm not going to try to hit any outright winners or offensive shots. Thus, any points I win will come directly as a result of their unforced errors. This drill is very effective for many reasons. Now, it's fairly common in this drill for rallies to exceed 20 strokes. This is significant when you consider that the vast majority of points, particularly at the beginner and intermediate levels, typically do not exceed 8 strokes. These long rallies help to improve the player's mental and physical toughness. They force the player to be patient, to remain focused and disciplined in his or her decision-making. The player has to hit a lot of balls and look to capitalize on those opportunities created by making the pusher uncomfortable. But folks, in my opinion, the most important benefit of this drill is that it instills in the player the understanding and belief that he or she is the one in control of the point and not the pusher. If you are able to walk into a match knowing that you are the one in control, it can help get you into the proper mindset and start it on the right foot towards punishing the pusher. So the next time you have a match against a pusher, prepare by doing this pusher simulation drill with a coach, instructor, or hitting partner, someone who can adequately play the role of a pusher as you play out extended points to 11, 15, or 21 points. Remember that it's up to you. You dictate the rallies. You say what, when, where, why, and how. You are in control. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.